ओम शांति। 12 अगस्त 2018 मंडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ स्पेशल सर्वर एंड बिकम ग्रेट बाय नोइंग द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ अमृत वेला। A servant means one who experiences the company of the Father and the stage of being equal to the Father. As soon as you open your eyes, those who know this special time of blessings and experience blessings are special servants. If you do not experience this, you are ordinary servants. Not special. Those who know the importance of Amrit Vela, thoughts, time and service, those who know the importance of everything, become great and they share the importance with others and make them great. There are two types of servers, Baba is saying. Ordinary servers and special servers. Special servers, special sevadaris are those who know the importance of Amrit Vela or time, who know the importance of thoughts, and who know the importance of seva. Special servers are those who experience blessings, vardhan, not just knowing the importance of Amrit Vela or time or even blessing, but to experience it. And one more step, to explain to others the importance of these things. Those who do this, they are special servers. At Amrit Vela, as soon as one opens the eyes to experience the highest stage, the first thought that should come immediately after opening the eyes is thought of Soman. I am like the Father, perfect and complete, like the Father. So, this is a beautiful word, Vardhan. Vardhan means blessings. Who gives Vardhan and to whom? Who are the givers and who are the receivers? What is Vardhan? How can we get Vardhan? How do we experience this blessing? It is not just about getting, but about experiencing. In the path of devotions, it is shown that some tapasvi or some sannyasi, ascetic, is doing lot of penance in order to get one blessing. Not just the ascetics or yogis or sages, but even the demons or devils. They do lot of penance to get just one Vardhan. Then there is a group of people called devotees. Even they try hard by their ninefold bhakti to get one Vardhan. Even the worldly minded people always desire some miraculous vardhan from somebody so that everything gets changed. Because when somebody gets vardhan or blessing, things become easy. Otherwise, they are very difficult. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba has described 9 types of beggars. The whole world is a gathering of beggars. Their chief occupation is begging. Baba was moving across the world, perambulation, parikrama, and he saw the whole world is a bunch of beggars. Everybody is carrying a begging bowl and moving out, asking for something or other. He has just mentioned 9, but there are many different types of begging professions in the world. There are subcategories and subspecialization in the department of begging. But these 9 are the preferred branches in the department of begging. In the University of Begging. And they are very expert. The first beggars, wealth. They are never satisfied, no matter what they get, no matter what they achieve. They are always thirsty, hungry. And their hunger never reaches that point of satiety. So these are the first types of beggars. So they seek the blessing of vardhan of wealth. And for that, they have created different deities. For example, there is one Santoshi Mata. She is a digital creation. There is no mention of Santoshi Mata in any of the scriptures. In 1960s and 70s, there was a movie on Jai Santoshi Mata. And from there, this new Devi was created. And women were so mad after her. Because she would grant anything, any boon. And they would remove their slippers and footwear outside the cinema hall. When for the first time this movie was released. So this is a digital creation. In a similar manner, many such devis are created by money-thirsty pandits and pujaris. For their own livelihood. So this is the first group of beggars in the world. They beg for wealth. The second group is relationships. They keep on sending requests for friends on social media. Some month. They want good relationships. They want friends. They want husbands. And they want wives. And they want some bhaiya, some brother who will protect them. And they want some sisters who will tie them some rakhi. And they want some mother because they did not have mother in the childhood. So they want mother or they want some grandfather. So this is the second category of beggars. they want to create new relationships, or they are in search of some guru, some teacher. And if they get that guru, they will make living difficult for that guru by their hundreds of questions which have got no answers. And they enjoy asking and irritating their guru. These are the third kind, second types of beggars. The third, Sahyog. They want cooperation. They are always lacking in manpower. And here, Sevadharis. They want Sahyog, cooperation from Brahmin family. If I do something new, and their expectation is that everybody should cooperate. And they get frustrated and disgruntled when they do not get cooperation from the Brahmin family. They expect cooperation. So they are beggars of cooperation. And those who expect more, they get less. The more are the expectation, the less they get, and the more is the frustration. And yet the desire to get cooperation never goes away. And they want cooperation from everyone and for everything. Because they feel that I cooperated with them, now they should cooperate. So this is, again, there are two categories of beggars. One are royal and another are ordinary. These are all ordinary beggars. Royal category is entirely different. That is not mentioned in Murli, but that we might discuss some other time. These are the third category of beggars. The fourth category of beggars. They are the group of devotees, darshan. They want divine vision. They want the vardhan of divine vision, darshan. And they are ready to cut their throats. And they will not leave anything unturned, any stone unturned, to get darshan of their chosen Ishtadevta. So they are begging for darshan. Then there are sannyasis who are begging for mukti, liberation. The fifth group is for mukti. They want eternal moksha. They are fed up with this cycle of life and birth. They have seen enough, and they don't want happiness, and they don't want sorrow. They want eternal liberation. That is their only desire. So these are the beggars for mukti. Then sixth, there are a group of patients. Those who are suffering from some incurable diseases and their relatives are not allowing them to die. And they want to die, and they are beggars for death. Mrityu. The attachment of their relatives, the moho of their relative, is keeping the soul imprisoned in the prison of body. The patient says, I want to die, but relative says, do everything. But my grandmother and my grandfather should survive. He is 100 years old. And the patient says, let me die. I don't want to get operated. But relative says, get him operated. So there are beggars for death also in the world. Yeah. Whatever. Whether somebody is taking care or whether somebody is not taking care. But sometimes you have to respect the desires of the patient also, rather than our own vested interest. So these are the beggars for death is a special group of people who want death. Otherwise, in the world, nobody desires death. Jiveshna is so strong, nobody wants to die. So this is the sixth group of beggars, patients, or moribund people, the dying man. They are suffering from some incurable thing, but they do not die. Or there are those group of people who are depressed, absolutely unhappy, no desire to leave, they have lost interest in life, absolute stage of anhedonia. In medical, they call one word anhedonia, no interest in living. This is the fourth group of people. In today's Murli, Baba has described three groups. One are beggars, second are adhikaris, third are sometimes beggar and sometimes adhikaris. This is the fourth group which is not mentioned in the Murli. They are neither beggars nor adhikaris. They are absolutely depressed people, lost interest in everything. So the sixth group of beggar is begging for death. Then seventh group of beggars, Sukchain. Very transient happiness they want. Some relief from the distress of the world. Some relief from the trials and tribulations of life. Some relief from the stresses and tensions of life. So these people, seventh group of beggars, they are begging for with a bowl in their hand and begging for transient happiness, some relief, some comfort. These are worldly people. These are the group of worldly people who are drowned in worldly happiness and mundane happiness and sorrows. These are the seventh group of people. Then eighth group of beggars. They are politicians. They want followers. Vote bank. They want vote bank. Whatever they are doing, so-called philanthropic activities, are in fact an expression of their desire for vote bank. So first group in group of followers are politicians. The second groups are spiritual leaders or gurus or gurudam. They also want followers. Two gurus are in competition with each other. One says, I have 1 lakh. Second says, I have 1.5 lakhs. And the first one is putting all his effort to increase his followers by putting bigger hoardings and organizing satsangs and creating bigger ashrams and giving some free courses so that their followers increase. And in this category are film stars and cine world and sports stars and so on and so forth. So these are the group of people who are eighth group of people or beggars. They want followers. They are after their fans. And the ninth group of beggars, rest and sleep. They are sleep deprived individuals. Who are they? They are some of them are patients who are suffering from insomnia. So they won't sleep. There are others who are so busy that they have no rest, no respite. So these are the group of people who want rest, who are working all the time, and they want some rest. There might be some people in this who are victims, oppressed. They are suffering, slaves, because their masters are not allowing them sleep. One. In this group are those servers who are working day and night for world benefaction and not getting any sleep. So they are very much hungry for sleep. The other day one sister was telling, we do not get enough sleep. I asked, do you suffer from insomnia? She said, no. I get less opportunity for sleep. My sleep is not enough. Not because of my reasons, because the seva is so much that I do not get enough sleep. So in the world, these are 9 different types of beggars. These are 9 Baba has mentioned. But there are other beggars also. These are, you can call, ordinary beggars. There are some royal beggars. Begging for respect. Begging for love. Begging for care. Beggars after respect, power, position. Beggar for safety. So this whole world, is a cottage of beggars. Beggar Vatika. So in today's Vardhan, Baba is saying to know the importance of 3 things. Amrit Vela, or you can call it time. Know the importance of time. What time is going on at present? What Baba has made us, when the whole world is beggar, we have become Adhikari. Just with one word, we said Baba and we became Adhikari. And their slogan is give me, give me, give me. They want, they want, they want. Our slogan is, these are our rights. This is my Adhikar. So know the importance of time when God has come on this earth. When God has come on this earth in yesterday's Sakar Murli as a liberator. As a guide, as a laundryman, as a lawyer, as Rahimdil, as Kivaya, boatman, as the supreme gardener, Bhagwan. These are the different forms he expressed yesterday, Sakar Murli. I have come like this. There is so much dirt, kichad, over the soul. I have come to wash it. He has come as a sonar. Because the jewel is contaminated, adulterated. So much alloy. So he will throw you in the bhatti, in the furnace. You are lost and he has come as a boatman to take you across. And the flower has wilted. And the thorns are too much. And he has come to convert thorns into flowers. And he has come as a guide because you have lost the way. And he has come as the liberator because the souls are calling out, O Godfather, come. So know the importance of time. And teach others the importance of time. One. Second, know the importance of blessing. Vardhan. What blessing Baba is giving me. What divine blessings are coming unto me. And what I should do with those blessings. As I said, in the world, people do penance for years together. There was one sage, Vishwamitra. And he sat in penance for such a long time. And as a result of his penance, he gets that jug or urn which is the result of his tapasya, and that comes from Father Brahma, and he is about to drink. So the Indra comes, that he comes and disguised as a Brahmin, and he says, I am hungry, please give me some food. But Vishwamitra recognizes that this is Indra, and still he gives him. And Indra, by deception, by trick, drinks that entire fruit of his blessing. But later on Vishwamitra says, I knew, who are you? And still he allows, because he says the giver is greater than the receiver. And they all wonder what a strange yogi he is. He did penance for such a long time, and he got some fruit of that penance, and he just gave it away so easily. So people do penance for a long time just to obtain one Vardhan, and his entire desire was to defeat Vashishth, to become Brahmarishi. That was his only desire with which he did penance for such a long time, because he did not want anyone to be greater than him. He was Vishwarath, and from that Vishwarath, Devarath, he became that Rajarishi. But he was not content with becoming Rajarishi, because he wanted that cow Nandini, Kamadhenu, and which was not possible for Rajarishi to achieve. So his only aim for doing penance was to get that Vardhan of becoming Brahmarishi. So know the importance of Vardhan, and third, know the importance of service. Which age is this? What yuga is going on? This God has come now, and the importance of service here is what? These are the brainstorming questions that should come in our mind. And when we receive the blessing, one must learn to work on that. Every day one blessing, every day one Vardhan. What a strange thing, what a wonderful thing. So when you receive a Vardhan in the morning, imagine that God has kept his hand upon your head, and he has given you that Vardhan. One. Second, work on that blessing, churn on that blessing, and by evening again try to remember that blessing during evening yoga. Try to find out how I can translate this blessing into practical life, so that theory and practical, there is a hiatus, bridge, a gap. This should bridge. This should come close. So, blessing. Om Shanti.